Good morning. It's 6:42 a.m. Yes, I finally made good on my desire to get out in the morning early. 6:42 a.m. Sunday, June the 21st, 2020. Yesterday was technically the solstice, or the solstice fell technically yesterday here. But today is actually the longest day of the year by just like a second, perhaps two, compared to tomorrow or yesterday. So anyway, hi. I'm out, I'm walking, I have no idea what I'm going to talk about. I'm prevented from talking about a lot of what I'm thinking about because of it's a CIFL board business, and I'm prohibited from talking about CIFL board business, and as a rule, try not to talk about CIFL at all, just because I've done it in the past and got into trouble for it. So, what do we talk about? A couple crows flying around here this morning. I don't see a lot of roadkill. Usually they're here when there's dead squirrels and stuff. I guess there's bugs on the tar. That crow just walked right up to me. I wasn't really sure. What's going to happen there? So, yeah, I've been up about 45. I've been up about an hour. I've had my toast. I had about half a cup of coffee. Today's Father's Day. It's something that just sort of snuck up on me. I was talking to somebody yesterday. Said they'd been out with their kids on Saturday because Sunday wasn't going to be doable. I'm like, oh yeah, it's Father's Day. What do I want for Father's Day? I don't know. Pizza for dinner, maybe, so I don't have to fix or clean up meal. It's not exactly a pretty morning here, although it is quite comfortable. 62 degrees, the sun's still very low in the sky, so even when it's shining on you, it's not terribly hot. There's enough cloud cover to give me a little bit of shade. Birds are still waking up. I haven't heard a lot of bird sounds this morning. Is a robin off in the distance, making me out a liar. Getting a whiff of some kind of very sweet flower. It's not a rose. I don't think it's a lilac. I don't know what it is. Might be some rose variant. I'm walking along and I just noticed that there's little, I don't know if they're primroses or what, but there's little clumps of red pink flowers here on the side of the road, side of the sidewalk. Apparently I'm pushing here this morning too, because I'm feeling a little winded. Trying to get my mojo working. I need to get back into Cape Grace today. Not Cape Grace, Troy Harbor today. I don't know if that's... what I want to do, or what I feel the obligation I should be doing, or whether it's... what? I don't know. I just want to see skyscapes this morning. There's off to the south. What's that? That's smoke. Off to the southwest, there's a lot of dark clouds. They're high clouds because there's some lenticular clouds underneath them over the mountains. But they break up and thin out as they go toward the northeast. So there's several layers of clouds that I can see. Gives a lot more texture than, oh dear, clear blue sky again. So I think I mentioned that I got my new glasses. They really make a difference in terms of working at the computer. But my problem now is that my face is not used to rigid plastic frames. They sit close to my face and bump up against my brow ridge, right over my nose. They are also... my headphones, which I wear almost constantly, press in on the sides, the bows, and (clears throat) become somewhat uncomfortable over time. In a perfect world, I would just turn on the speakers, but in my household full of other people, it's considered somewhat rude to inflict one's noise on the other inhabitants of the house. It's not necessarily a house rule, it's just as well people aren't trying to talk over or hear over everybody else's video noise, game noise, whatever. Coming up on it, get ready, stay with me. Monk post. I don't feel like I should hit it twice because I missed yesterday. But I've seen one other person, a lady went by me on a bicycle a little while ago. I saw another person. One woman doing, I don't know if she's doing warm-up stretches or cool-down stretches, but when I first came out, there was a woman standing at the park doing some stretches. I'm walking and not talking. My brain is going a mile a minute, and it's all about Sifwa. It's all about a bunch of stuff I can't talk about. Stuff I don't want to talk about. I was thinking about one thing I can talk about. So I was thinking about trying to find science fiction novels, self-published science fiction novels, written by people of color. I joined the Facebook group for the Black Science Fiction Society. I'm a member of several black author reader groups, trying to find books that I can read, and I'm having a terribly difficult time because all of the stuff that I have found, well, most of the stuff that I found, I won't say all of it, but most of the stuff that I found is trad pub. And comics or short stories. It's like I have a subscription to Faya, which is a really good short fiction magazine. But I really don't like short fiction. And it doesn't matter who writes it. I don't like it. It's not satisfying to me. I have the same problem with novelettes and novellas and anything shorter than 80,000 words, and even sometimes 80,000 words isn't enough because I want the next book. I've seen a couple of people talking about writing novellas now because they can earn more with novellas by breaking the story up into smaller chunks and charging $2.99 for them in the series. I suppose that's one way to do it. Oh, here comes that lady back on her bike. Good morning. It's like, okay, that's the way you want to approach it. I looked at some of his books, and it's like, maybe. But I guess the point is I'm trying to expand my silo. I'm trying to expand my reading to include voices that normally don't show up in my queue. Because I really do want to read different stories. And I'm finding it very difficult, even within those communities that are promulgating those other voices. I'm finding it very difficult to find a book that I can read. It has to be self-published. That's the first rule. Small press doesn't cut it. I'm sorry, but small press is still trad pub. Small press is still mistreating writers. I don't know of any small press that is not mistreating a writer. I'd be willing to I'd be willing to entertain any notion that somebody thinks a small press is not abusing a writer, but to do that they have to be giving the writer the lion's share of the royalties. I don't know of any publisher that does that. But it's an interesting difficulty, it's an interesting problem. I need to ask my friend Jim Beeman, or maybe Tao Wong, about other books. Other authors. Anyway, here I am. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.